rated M for mature.
Live from the Dicott Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover, baby. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special cannabis show. Of course, we will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live, the highlight, or deeper still, the Canamaniac Connection. Home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk and unity. I got that raw cannabis talk, RCT, uncut talk, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicott Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way, 50,000 watts. A show enough cannabis talk. Kick back while I do it to you in your eardrum. To me, I'm known as King Cola, baby. The Big Bud Cannabis Man. My motto is, make my talk to G-Funk. I want to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. I want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby. WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, you got that rheumatism or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. And I want you to let the vibes flow through. Because raw cannabis talk, listen, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, baby! Chocolate-coated, freaky, and I'm habit-forming, too. I'll be doing it to you in 3D, so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call right now, somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Welcome to the game, Canamaniacs, Cana fans. Show me some love. The game is underway. Let it get started. Did you see the big guy rolling in, man? The president-elect Trump doing his thing? Man, let me tell you something. This is historical no matter how you break it down. I am excited to be a part of it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for just coming by to hang out and get your cannabis talk. Get your cannabis talk on. Listen, I got Matt Long in the office. He'll be hanging out here in just a moment, coming to the Dicott Farm studio. But check this out. There are some big, big changes that are coming. As you know, this is the NFL's only endorsed cannabis show. We've been endorsed by the retired NFL Players Union coming out of California, Northern Cali, who just went legal. Got a lot to talk about with them. So when I saw that and I saw what was starting to take shape, right now, NFL has about 14 states, my friends, that are now legal. So they got NFL teams out there. Big talk about marijuana, and we're going to get away from that name, cannabis disappearing. They're not going to test for it. A lot of things happening. It is a players union problem. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. I got big breaking news right now. If you live in Phoenix or you live in Arizona, listen up, spread this word. There's a lawsuit coming, and it's coming fast. And I'm so happy, I don't know what to do. I put a test bubble out. I call them test bubble questions, poll questions for the show. And I said, how much should you pay for a medical marijuana card if you need it as a patient? I was expecting zero. I got all kind of numbers. I'll get into that a little bit. But right now, breaking news. If you have a medical marijuana card, you want to know about this. because mainstream media shot it through so quick. If you weren't looking at it, you missed it, and they'll never bring it up again. In a story you'll only hear in real media, mainstream media, cannabis media, it will be right here. A lawsuit by my man, my compadre. I used to do a show with this guy, cannabis show, back in the day with attorney Steve White. Steve White is a fighter of justice for us. That's what got me into this. I mean, he's a fighter. And I saw what he was doing out here in this cannabis community for infants and families who didn't have access to the medicine. Brave man. Here's what else he's taking on. And I told him I would voice it with him. I'm with him 100%. We will be calling out Governor Doofus. I mean, Governor Ducey. Did I say Doofus? I'm sorry. We'll be calling out Governor Doofus and the Arizona Health Services. Families are having problems, folks. They're having problems trying to afford and pay hundreds of dollars every year to the state. It's a shakedown. I'm calling it a shakedown from the state. If you want to be legal and get your card, the state will shake you down for $150. And then some of these puppy mill doctors will shake you down for some more. Now, my man Dustin Klein, he's getting it right over there. Sun Valley Medical Center. Now, he don't advertise, so this is real. I mean, he's taking over the certification franchise industry in every medical state. Why is he doing that? Because it's clinical. It's just like going to a real doctor's office. Now, I got a lot of things I'm going to go over because a lot of you guys had a lot to say. Don't forget, we are the nation's only daily cannabis show. A lot of shows trying to come on. They'll do a day here, day there. Day here, day there. That's it, man. You could do that. A lot of cats starting shows up in their basement, going to the pawn shop, buying equipment. I always got to remind you that we have broken through, like Hillary said, the glass ceiling. We're through with internet. Man, the only thing on the internet is my podcast. So now we got all the internet people trying to come up here and do it. Let me tell you something. This ain't your basement. This is real. This is my livelihood. This is how I get paid. Been doing it for 20 years. I'm a lifer in radio. Now, Johnny Come Latelys, come on. Come see me. Kiss my ring first, and I'll give you my blessing. But if you try to sneak around and do stuff, I'll shut you down. I promise you, I'll shut you down because we are about unity. And if you don't come see me and kiss my ring, the King Cola, we'll shut you down. I'm telling you, that's how I get down. Don't come up in here playing radio. We don't play radio. Couple things. I told you, we're calling out the governor, Governor Doofus, health services. We're all into you. I'm going to get my man Steve White to come in here, hang out on the phone, whatever we need. I want to get his side because he's fighting for you. He's fighting for me. I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for me. I'm the voice of reason when it comes to this cannabis talk. I got a lot of things I got to say about Prop 205 and why that thing lost. So much to say. Because, check this out. California did it. They did it the right way. And right now, go west. If you want to get in this industry, listen close. Go west. Go west. Go west. Go west. Couple famous sayings. Go west, young man. Going back to Cali. 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 I don't think so. I can remember Puffy waking up Biggie talking about, we going back to Cali. Word? Cali is where it's at. When I come back, listen, all I can tell you is Matt Long, the long arm of justice, will be sitting in that hot seat. We about to unleash thunder. The show has been unleashed. There's no more buyouts, no more election. Tell her the truth, baby.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms. We're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Welcome back.
Man, thanks for sticking around. I am Isaac Griffin. They call me the King Cola, the Big Bud Man. Why? Well, I control the media, baby. I control the cannabis media because I got the biggest microphone and the biggest platform. I ball every single day. That's why my game stays so tight. I'm always working on my game every day. We don't do just a show every now and then, and we definitely don't do it from our basement. And all that equipment. Hey, Chet, do me a favor. Put your cans on for a minute. I want to check something out.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question before I get mad in here. Did any of that equipment you have over there, did you guys get that from the pawn shop?
No.
No?
They don't sell this stuff.
They don't sell that kind of stuff at the pawn shop.
No, this is grown-up stuff.
This is grown-up. This is like the NFL stuff.
Yeah.
Now yeah,
we're big leaguer.
Now this is like a top 10 station, right?
Yeah, indeed.
Okay. So we got a top 10 AM station, and I always say 50,000-watt powerhouse.
Well, we're the blowtorch, in my
opinion. The blowtorch.
Yeah. 50,000-watt blowtorch.
So what if, let's say the cat's doing a show in their basement and they went and got some equipment from the pawn shop. What, if we're a blowtorch, what are they? Like a match?
It's kind of like a shisha and a flashlight.
Okay, a flashlight.
Wayne Corbett.
Wayne Corbett. Yeah, Wayne Corbett.
That's a good comparison.
Wayne Corbett. You had to make him Wayne Corbett, Chad.
trots out to Rutgers or Hofstra.
Oh, my God. Hey, but we got love for it because there's a place for everybody.
Absolutely.
In this game. And we like everybody. We love everybody. We just call it like it is. We tell the truth. Listen, if you're doing a show in the basement and you got that rental equipment or you bought it at the pawn shop, God bless you. Back to the big leagues. It's only been a highlight, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show. We are powered by weedmaps.com. We're not powered by APS and the power from our basement. Nope. Powered by weedmaps.com. Player code, folks. Hey, listen. When you look good, you play good. When you play good, you will eat good. Hey, listen. When you eating good, you're living good. And guess what? If you live good, you are living the high life. This quarter of Living the High Life brought to you by my friends at Chong's Choice. Choice of legends. You know, all these superstars and celebrities coming out with their own strains and brands. I'm sorry. If I got a chance to smoke Chong's Choice, I'm getting me some Chong's Choice. Choice of legends. All organic. Gotta have it. When you go to the... Wait. You can't go to any dispensary. You got to go to select dispensaries. Call, or when you get there, hey, y'all got that Chong's Choice? If they go, nope, keep moving. Keep it moving. If you don't have Chong's Choice in your dispensary, shame on you. Now, I got to do this. I was saying $1 a gram in Cali. Unlimited production, folks, guarantees that prices will settle down at something below $1 per gram. Now, you got to add the 33 cent in excise tax, and then you got the 15% sales tax. Anyway, it'd be about $1.35, $1.50, $1.75 for a gram. The prices will be substantially lower in Cali now that they're legal than Washington, Oregon, Colorado. You know, they're going to force the market down. In a minute, you can go, because here's the deal. We got to reciprocate. Everybody needs a car to go wherever they want because it's just the way it should be. So get ready. Next 5 years, dollar gram everywhere. You'll be able to get your ounce for about $95 in Cali. $95. And they're talking about it being some potent cannabis, claiming to be right around 18% THC. But when can we smoke in Cali? That's the big question. Here's the deal. Prop 64 will allow the adults to walk around in public. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to be walking around in public with an ounce of cannabis, and I'm not puffing on it. So you know they're going to be puffing in Cali. They out. I'm telling you. Get ready for it. You can also gift somebody with another ounce. That ain't bad. But here's how Cali won. With great verbiage, great words. And when I start talking about words so I don't get myself in trouble, I got the long arm of justice sitting right there. But before I bring him on, I want him to hear something. We've got a lawsuit. And nobody else can talk about it other than my buddy Steve White. Or another great attorney like the guy sitting across from me in that hot seat over there in Dicott Farm Studio, Matt Long. Chet, you got a piece queued up. There's something going on, folks. It's breaking news. We are working on right now from this show, Living the High Life, to do everything we can to get the cost down on marijuana cards. We're going to join the fight with Steve White, Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show. We'll join the fight with Steve White to do this.
It's a pop of a green pill for 13-year-old Mercedes.
Yeah, she'll take it herself.
Yolanda Daniels is Mercedes' grandmother, guardian, and caregiver.
She was having probably 5 seizures a day.
They tried 23 different drugs for Mercedes' epilepsy.
She was on so many meds that she didn't have any quality of life.
And that's when they turned to medical marijuana.
The first month, she didn't have any seizures at all.
But the relief comes at a price. The medicine is not covered by insurance. And every year, Yolanda has to pay $150 for the card and $200 for a caregiver card because she gives the drug to a minor.
What?
I don't think they realize how much they're hurting families.
Killing families.
By the cost.
Their lawyer, Steve White, hoping to make this a class action lawsuit for all Arizona cardholders.
It got to a point where we just said, enough is enough. We need to do something about it.
Right.
White says state lawmakers have been interfering with the program since the very start.
It is unclear whether or not the department was permitted to set a fair price or if the department was influenced by other state officials in the process.
And for this family, they say the cost should be the least of their worries.
Nobody should have to make that choice of saving money for a cart or their child's life. No one should have to.
Wow. I don't know how that affects you, but that's exactly why I'm jumping in this fight and giving my platform to fight this atrocity. And it takes stories just like that to help us realize, because we get excited about the money in a card and this and that. But I told you, there's a ton of families out there that are dealing with things, and this is major. In the Dicott Farm studio, in the hot seat, my man Matt Long. What's happening, Matt?
Hey, how you doing, Isaac? Good to be back after this election.
I know you got a lot to talk about, man, but, you know, immediately being an attorney, you hear this fight, this civil lawsuit that we're going after Governor Doofus and the AZ Health Services. What do you think, and I'll ask you a little bit after, but what's your thoughts on what you just heard?
Well, the first thing I think of is this is a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's a problem out there, then hopefully there's a law that can address that and protect people. And this is a great example of that. This is a great example of this is just wrong. When people have a need to treat and prescription drugs don't work, and prescription drugs and the insurance companies are already costing people a lot of money anyway, that's a moral issue as well.
Yep.
And so when it comes to this treatment that is affecting people all over the country, and they're able to treat different illnesses and problems with cannabis, including this 13-year-old girl and other
unbelievable
other kids that are seizing and pain and PTSD, for now the government to take on the role of the insurance companies or big pharma,
wow,
in increasing costs and providing obstacles to people getting their medicine. I don't know if it's a legal issue, but it certainly is a moral issue. And if it's a moral issue, and if it's wrong, then maybe the courts can get involved.
Ma'am, let me ask you, because I call it a shakedown. I mean, I actually think, and you're saying some things, Steve has said some things, that these state lawmakers have been chinking at this thing and going after it forever. I just call this a shakedown when you can sit there and the governor could have sat there and said, you know what, man, just charge the people $10. You know, when you start to look at where this whole thing, and you heard him say, I don't know if it was the governor or some outside influence.
Right.
How do you get into that?
Well, the devil's in the details.
Ah.
And that's where, you know, don't know what was involved in setting these prices or in establishing what they should be or
fair market price.
Sure. So that's where the question mark is it, did the government get involved? What was the motivation? What are the purpose there? Obviously, these things have to cost something. But the problem I have is those who are maybe middle class, upper middle class, they don't got a problem. They'll throw the $200
get legal
for themselves to get legal to go and the dispensaries and treat their illnesses. What it ends up being is a burden on people who are on a fixed income, single household.
Just want the medicine.
They just want their medicine, and it's an obstacle to that. Can we agree that we should provide more access to people's medicine and to treat disorders and disabilities, not less?
We'll come back. We'll talk about it. He's in here, Matt Long, Living Large.
Arizona News Radio. Investigation underway into a head-on collision that's left four people dead near Wickenburg. One vehicle swerving into the path of another on US 93 outside the tiny town of Congress.
A Honda Accord crossed the center line and collided with another sedan head-on. There was one person in one vehicle, and then three people in the other vehicle.
Art Graves with DPS, driver fatigue, a possible cause. What does the future hold for outgoing Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio? After losing his re-election bid to former Phoenix Police Sergeant Paul Pinzone, the 84-year-old says he's planning to take it easy.
Time will tell. I'm not looking for a job. Come on. 55 years in law enforcement. I think I've earned a chance to retire.
Some had speculated he'd be offered a position by President-elect Trump, who Arpaio strongly supported. Suns beat the Pistons 107-100 in Phoenix. 82 in the deserts, upper 50s in the high country today with dry conditions. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic. Once again, a service of a foundation for a better life. Out in Phoenix, look for Wreck Bell Road east of I-17. That's involving a pedestrian. We also have an accident, Cactus Road west of 19th Avenue. Look for a collision, Southern Avenue at the 101. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today, high temperatures near 80 degrees. Winds will be at the east at 10 miles per hour. This evening it'll be clear and a low around 60 with an east-northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Sunny skies for Veterans Day and a high of 81. Friday night promises to be mostly clear and a low of 59. I'm Wayne Trapp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 73 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatterwax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. If you're new to the show, this is Cannabis Talk. All we do is get down, talk about cannabis, cannabis culture. This is not a radio show, folks. Let me make that clear as we come out of the break just about 35 minutes before the top of the hour. Let me clear some things up. There may be some confusion. This is not a radio show, people. I promise you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a culture. This is a movement. Because the things that we fight for in here are the things that affect us as a cannabis community, cannabis rights, cannabis culture. We enjoy some of the same things that everybody else enjoys. We like movies. We like to drive nice cars. We like to live in nice homes. We like to smoke the finest bud. We're no different than most. We've got expendable cash. This is no longer the era of the stoner. The stoner's got a place. We love stoners. But I'm a guy, and I can attest to it. I got a couple different degrees. Not like human development or nothing like that. I got major degrees in marketing. Michigan State, Big Ten University. Played some pro ball for a few years. I understand the lifestyle. I'm African American Cuban. I can say things that nobody else trying to do cannabis radio can, will, and they're afraid to say. So if I ever start talking about diversity, I'm talking about it from a whole nother side. And I'll start talking about diversity because that was probably part of the big problem. And Matt Long's in the Die Fire Farm studio. Matt, let's start calling it out. I want to start talking about 205, what went wrong.
Yeah.
And immediately, diversity is one of the things that created some conflict for me.
Well, it's messaging, certainly, and not expanding the message to enough people.
Thank you.
Echo chamber.
Yes.
Right? Talking within people that are using, embracing the and targeting the stoner culture that you already had.
Yes.
That's what they did. So, you know, my background as an attorney, valleyofthesunlaw.com, we do criminal law, we do family law, we do personal injury, but I'm interested in this not just because of that, but in looking at bad information getting out there. And
yes.
I've seen prohibition being a failure because I've been practicing criminal law so much, and I see that still happening today. And so it was a real problem. It was a real struggle and frustrating to me to see the proposition written so poorly. And it was written not necessarily for consumers and not for the people, although there were aspects in there that were pretty good, but for the marijuana industry itself. And I think that's what people were upset about, and that's what people voted against, was the creation of a monopoly by the industry.
Second quarter, Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, brought to you today by Lexus, the smooth, dependable luxury. It's at an affordable price. Test drive one today at your nearest Lexus dealer. Easy for me to say. And check out the 2017 lineup at Lexus.com. If you're just tuning in, you got the finest in cannabis talk right here at 1100 AM. Big Boy Radio. This is where we talk about the issues, and I got my main man, Matt Long, in the Dicot Farm Studio hot seat. Matt, you just threw out some heavy stuff, bro, because let me see something here. Hold on. Do I have it? Do I have it up here? I'm hoping I have it. I had a roll call where every state that went for some shape, form of legalization, they actually won. And the only loser out of the whole legalization battle was Arizona. Now, I come from a sports background. If you spend millions of dollars and your team loses, I've seen coaches get blown out that same year.
Right.
What happens next for the people out there? Because we want real information. Here's my problem. Do we just etch-a-sketch it and make it disappear and we start writing over again? Is there a new group that understands how to write an initiative going to do this instead of trying to do a oligopoly, if I could use that word,
right,
just to take care of themselves? What do we have as consumers and patients to look for that will be different? And will the same people do it, or will different people take over?
Well, the same people are going to try it.
Oh,
there's no
God.
Question about that. But there are other groups. There are other people. You know, I've put myself out there saying I'm willing to help write from a perspective of child safety.
Yes.
And responsibility.
Not enough of that in this initiative.
I think that's right. I think they aren't mutually exclusive ideas. They just aren't. We can treat marijuana like we do peanuts. Peanuts are dangerous to a lot of people.
Yeah, especially if you're allergic to them.
If you're allergic to them. And kids, we want to keep them from kids. But if you really like peanuts, and peanuts are important to you as an adult, and you want to consume them, well, you're going to treat those in a certain way. And that's all we need the laws to do is let's treat the marijuana like we do peanuts, which can be dangerous to certain people that mm-hmm. we want to keep out of the hands of certain people. And so if we look at it with that perspective, we can write a good law. Anytime I'm in court, if I lose, and I don't like to lose, I don't like to lose at all. So if I lose, the last thing I do is look at the jury
yes.
or look at the judge and say, well, it was their fault.
Okay.
I look at me and I say, what could I have done differently? What could I have done better? Is there a strategy? Is there a message that I could have communicated better to get my position over? And that's what we have to do and reevaluate what was done wrong and acknowledge that some things were done wrong. It's not just that the voters are stupid. It's not just that the voters are
wrong. No, the voters are freaking smart. And here's the other thing. If you look at the way the whole national election went, people have had enough of rules and regulations. They've had enough of being told what to do. And if you do not incorporate those people, or you pander to them in such a way that you insult their intelligence, as you can see, those political times are over.
Right.
Even if you win, and President-elect Trump is feeling this, even when you win, you can get backlash.
Sure.
So what I'm saying in this case is, where do you start to break it down? If you had to pinpoint an area, where do you think it was weak at?
Well, it was weak
other than the labeling.
Well, it was weak in there was a lot of confusion in there. It
confusion.
Was a long statute.
Do and I need 64 pages?
Not when you're talking about personal freedoms.
Okay.
And if what your purpose is to advance personal freedoms, and that's what this is, conservative principles, really, that's what you need to focus on.
Conservative principles.
Low government. Get government out of people's lives. Maximize freedom. Civil rights. Protections. This is what conservative principles say they're about.
But
so let's embrace that.
But let's embrace it. But as an advocate for the game and also a participant, man, all we really want is a free market.
Yep.
And I don't know if that will ever happen, but we just want a free market.
Right.
We want to be able to grow it. We want to be able to smoke it. We want to be able to enjoy it the way we want to without the infringement.
Consider this, Isaac. They want to say, the statute said, the existing marijuana dispensaries are the best that there is. Well, I don't know if that's true. There might be some guy down there on the road that has a better idea of how to be more efficient, how to be more responsible, how to put up a shop.
Okay. Okay.
And I think we should encourage that. That's what this country was about, was allowing people to use ingenuity, to use intelligence, to use hard work. And if they want to get in the game, they should be able to.
And what were you,
that's what it did.
What are you saying about 205? Did it lock them out of the game?
It locked them out.
Explain that.
It locked them out because it provided an opportunity in a few years.
A few years.
And with unknown entry fees and costs and monies in order to even start getting into that industry, different than it would be in another one. If I want to start a bar,
right.
If I want to start a restaurant,
you still got to get the license, you still got to get the okay.
That's right, but you don't, there aren't the same restrictions there were that this statute set up. So I think that was problematic, and it wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary. If you are the best in the game, then demonstrate that.
Let me ask you this then. And I see it as part of the problem when you go, let's regulate it like alcohol. And I got about a minute. And I want you to get a thought out because we're going to come back and attack this some more. If you regulate it like alcohol, did we set it off to fail from that little phrase?
The phrase of like
let's
alcohol?
Let's regulate it like alcohol.
And I think people want it regulated like alcohol, so I don't think that was the problem.
Why not cigarettes?
Yeah.
Why not regulate it like cigarettes?
I like peanuts.
Why not regulate it like peanuts? Either way, why do we have to regulate it like alcohol? Why do we have to call it recreational when it should be adult use over 21? Adult use over 21. That's how California did it. We'll be back. I got Matt Long in the house. We're about to get down and dirty.
I'm hunting for little boy rabbit.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300. 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicott Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicott Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicott Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicott Farms. We're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
Got one more quarter for you. Just hard-hitting raw cannabis talk every single day. We do it from the big leagues. I'm at the top of the food chain looking down on all my loyal subjects. Cannamaniacs! All my guests will appear by phone on the Dollar Shave Club hotline. Sick of getting ripped off? I know I was. Man, I was so happy when we did this and got them on board. Now I get my razors, all that good stuff. I don't have to pay all that money at Walgreens. You know, that, razors are getting expensive. I mean, you could actually go get you an eighth for the price of a pack of razors. That's crazy. Try the club today. Amazing quality razors, I guarantee. 3 million plus members that this show is locking into. Also, no one else has that power. Zero fees, free shipping, no commitment. Fourth quarter, you know what that means. Adidas time. Adidas will bring us this final quarter with my man Matt Long. If you don't have the three-stripe hemp shoe in your closet, head over to your nearest local Foot Locker. Or if you're lazy like me, just go online to adidas.com in the Dicott Farm Studio. Matt Long is brought to you by my friends over at Uber. Uber.com if you want to get your hustle on now. Want to get that side hustle going just in time for the holiday. Uber.com/driver. Check them out. Matt, let's get back to it, man. Yeah. We got about one quarter to get this in, 5-6 minutes to go hard. There were some things that you wanted to talk about, And then I got to get into this landmark decision that we almost had, but didn't happen. You are off the air just going off.
Yeah, I'm real good when the air when the microphone's
on,
right?
I mean, you just went off. There's some things you wanted to get out, and you had something to say about medicine and things like that. Talk to the folks, man.
Yeah, well, I want to clarify. I'm getting some feedback on Facebook.
Yes.
I said we should regulate it like peanuts. Like, you know, the legume, like peanuts, not male
not
genitalia.
Not the TV show.
Right, not male genitalia.
Okay.
Peanuts. So the other issue is government here, the problem with the Medical Marijuana Act, is that it's allowing government to interfere with the relationship between doctors and patients.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, here's a narrow list of what is approved, and it's good. You've got chronic pain. You know, you've got PTSD.
Yeah.
You've got these issues, but you have other disorders that people could benefit from treating that they're not able to use. So anxiety, stress. Let's let medical professionals decide what the appropriate treatment is for certain disorders and not have the government prevent that. And that goes to the government providing an obstacle monetarily that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And so that's a real problem. And that's another issue that another reason why prohibition doesn't work. And why adult use makes more sense. We're talking about a plan.
How do we unify this, man? I mean, you're a leader out here. I mean, cum laude. I mean, your mind wraps around things. To me, there's just too many groups. As they say, either too many chefs in the kitchen, too many Indian chiefs. How do we get one chief who can speak for everybody? Is that a possibility or a panacea?
Well, it's definitely it's a little bit of a panacea, but I think we can make real inroads in doing that by understanding the other side, understanding what their concerns are, not just dismissing them, not staying in that echo chamber with other people who consume and say, yeah, this is great. This is how it needs to be. Going to the other side and saying, what are your issues?
Right.
Can I resolve them for
right.
you? I think I can. If a little bit of information will help educate other people that are opposed to it, then let's do that. Let's not just dismiss them and say, you're wrong, you're dumb, you're stupid, and that's what's happening too often. Look at the other side, because when I've had conversations with people who are opposed to it, and you say, what are your issues? They come to some very narrow issues that are very surmountable.
Yeah.
Right? Packaging to kids. All right, cool. Let's deal with that.
We can fix that.
Right? The fact that it's a monopoly for the current marijuana industry. We can fix that.
We can fix that.
Right. No, there's concerns just generally.
Well,
reefer madness, but let's fight against that.
But mostly for me, it comes back to decriminalization. Don't be trying to put a scab over everything and then those felony laws. I need total decriminalization when it comes to this. That's why I need folks like you, Steve White, people who care about other. And here's the other thing. I got a real concern about this. And it's kind of like when I watch sports, and it's my fault. I could be wrong. I don't mind if you're doing play by play. I don't care about that. You don't have to play the game to do play by play. But if you're doing color analysis, man, you better have played somewhere. I don't care if it's high school. Don't just get up there and do color analysis and you never even played the game
because
right. you have no feelings, no thoughts, no nothing of what anybody on that field is going through, court, whatever. I have a problem if people that are putting this together are not involved actively with smoking, using, doing some shape, form, or fashion. Not going to grab a card because somebody asked you if you had a card and you said no. I want real people that are active in the game that know how I think, know how I feel when it comes to it. I don't want anybody who's been a staunch conservative against the game forever, never even smoked, never liked it, never talked about it, and now you're trying to control what we're trying to get?
Right.
How does that happen?
No, and that's happening over and over and over again. And it comes back to nanny state and saying, we know what's better for you, but how do you know what's better?
How can somebody that's never done anything, right. Matt? I don't, listen, if you've never been married and you hang out and you're a player, you're just a player, playboy, and I'm married, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not coming to you for my advice.
Right.
I'm going to the guy over here who's been married 22 years and he's going to tell me because he's been through it. How can somebody who's never walked the path, and I think that's why we got our ass kicked, because it was people who didn't understand our fight. Let me give you an example. Passed. These are all the people who passed. California, Prop 64. They understood California. How did the people in Maine get theirs across. Pass. Question one. Pass Massachusetts when the Archdiocese was against it. Threw $1 million at it. They won. Passed in Nevada. Totally legal. Arkansas has medical now. Florida has medical now. North Dakota has medical now. Montana. The only team who lost out of the weekend was Arizona.
Well, let me check you just a little bit. Because I think there's a little we need to be cautious in saying what we lost. Because today, every cardholder can smoke just as much as they want to.
Good point.
So it is legal in Arizona. And people who were waiting for it to be legal, go get your card. It is legal.
That's how you stay in the game. Great point, Mike.
Go get your card.
Good point.
But it did go adult use in other places, Nevada, California.
Adult use, man.
And it didn't in Arizona. So your point's still a good one.
We got to get rid of recreational. We got to get that word, and we got to get the word marijuana.
Recreational means party drug, right?
But let me ask you this real quick, because you're a man of words, and I've been wanting to ask you this all week, so I got to get it in real quick. The check goes, thank you, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Okay, here we go. If you set the standard, and I've been wanting to say this, if you set the standard right now for wanting to do the right thing when it comes to cannabis, and we say get legal, there was a lawsuit that we had an opportunity to walk away in everything. I told you about it in New York. I know you caught up with it. And real quick, judge had to make a decision on a civil rights suit against a gentleman who got caught with 800 pounds. The public defender came in and said, listen, we're going to fight this because the prosecution, the legal prosecution wanted to say that marijuana had no medicinal value. Well, the public defender wanted to come back and say, we have proof that it does have medicinal value. Moments before the judge is forced to make a ruling, which probably would have ruled in favor of, how did this guy take a plea deal? Can you explain what happened in that sequence when you're on the verge of winning a monumental decision?
Right. It's all about risk. When you're sitting there facing a judge, facing a jury, and it's unknown.
Yeah.
And you're looking at 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is. And somebody's saying, look, we don't want to go through this. We don't like it politically or otherwise. Here's a plea offer to probation. It's pretty tough to turn that down when you're facing
15, 20.
Yep. You're on the train tracks and the train's coming. Man, when you get a chance to get off that train, you want to.
Somebody's going to have to take one for the team, huh?
May have to. And I've been saying that about law enforcement who want to be able to consume and use this medicine. One, somebody has to step forward and get on the train tracks. That's right.
So there's some lawsuits sitting out there, huh?
If they want to fight. The tools are there with us. But you got to get legal, got to get a card. ValleyOfTheSunLaw.com if you got questions about the legalities.
Can we talk about that next week?
Yes, sir.
My man. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the show. I had a blast. See you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. May the force be with you. I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Ponto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.